Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, Cajasito. This is Cal Nez, and you are on the air.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Oyate, this is Cal Nez. Wow, this has been a while, ladies and gentlemen, since we've had this show. But tonight, or this afternoon, we have a guest that I'm supposed to be calling in from the Navajo Nation Government Development, and he is Jamie Henyo. And tonight's topic, what we're going to be covering, is the regionalization. What is it? And also the topic about the what do you call that organization? Oh yeah, it's called the task force, the Title 26 task force, and they are a group of about maybe over 20 anyway, people that have assembled themselves, and they are addressing the chapter government. And here's one of the primary reason why that I want to continue to talk about the chapter government and regionalization, because we have a problem at the chapter levels. We have a problem, ladies and gentlemen, with chapter government. There is so much infighting. There are, I tell you, the functionality of the chapter government has become literally a crisis. And it's not just one chapter, it's a lot of chapters. So, and that's the reason why that I want to cover this regionalization. And our guest, I believe that he is called in just now, and his name is Jamie Henyo from Government Development Office. So let me see if I can bring him on. Mr. Henyo, can you hear me? Hello? Mr. Henyo, can you hear me? Maybe this is not him. Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I can hear you now. I can. Oh, ya te nesto. You are on the air, and welcome to Navajo Talk Radio. And, Lana, why don't we just get into having you introduce yourself and the work that you're doing on both the Title 26 Task Force and also your primary job, which is the government development. Go ahead, Shinanta.
I work for the Office of Navajo Government Development here in Winter Rock, Arizona. I don't 토케
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. Of course, well, the reason why that I have decided to continue this discussion about the chapter governments and regionalization is because some of the issues that are happening on Le Technologie, that's my chapter. And unfortunately, we are facing some issues out there, and the more that I'm digging into this thing, I've come across reservation-wide issues where there is issues with the functionality of chapter governments. Okay, so, and that is how that I came across the Title 26 Task Force, and which automatically, once I found out what their job, what they're trying to do, I discovered that, okay, well, there might be a little bit of confusion here. And I think we've talked about this before. And that is that just so that the listeners and the Navajo people can understand, government development's been around for quite some time. And so if you can just briefly give us some background, what government development and how that you guys are interfacing with the Title 26 Task Force in Ondaat.
Gushina, today, Navajo government development. There's the another entity. Our office is our oversight is the Commission on Navajo Government Development. So DA Yanle Title II of the Navajo Nation Code Kune Biso Behez Ani Hateliago. Back in 1989 when the issues started arising with Chairman Peter McDonald. There was the uprising, turmoil, rioting, whatever you, however you name it. Title II revised to create a three-branch government. There was already a two-branch government since 1985. It was 1985 and the Navajo Nation Council created the judicial branch. So there was a judicial branch and also the office of the chairman up until 1989, Adoy Title II, Manilia. What essentially that did was split the chairman's office into two branches, the executive branch with an elected president, vice president, Adon, the legislative branch, AA, Navajo Nation Council, Achin Haastan, and they elect a speaker to be the branch chief for the legislative branch. So, 1989, as a response to what was happening back then. So, Adoe entitled to the Office of Naval Government Development, AAYA Commission, and their job was to look for an alternative form of government, to go out to the people, Navajo Nation, and do a survey, study, research, analysis of the current form of government and also to come up with recommendations for an alternative form of government. So the commission, what they did was they started on this journey back in 1990, of going out and consulting with the Navajo people as far as what they see as their form of government and how they would accept an alternative form of government. So it's the commission and the office, they completed their assignment. So they presented the Government Reform Act of 1992 before the Navajo Nation Council. But what happened is the council rejected that and decided to table it. So it never went any further than that. So that was the first attempt at government reform based on the research I've done. The Government Reform Act of 1992, so to speak. The following year, what the council did was they decided not to fund the commission and the office anymore, essentially closing the office and the office down. But for some reason, 1994, on the council decided, you know what, let's bring the Office of Government, excuse me, Office of Government Development back on its feet again. And also commissioners in Nathotni. We have 12 commissioners. For those of you, for those listeners that are not familiar with what the commission is, the Commission on Government Development consists of 12 commissioners. Out of the 12, five commissioners represent the five Navajo agencies: Eastern Agency, Fort Defiance, Chinle, Western, Northern. Represented, and they are chapter officials that are nominated by the each agency council. So that's five there. Adon, the three AAYA, they represent each branch of the government. One from the executive branch, the president's office, one from the legislative branch, the Navajo Nation Council, and then the third one they gave from the judicial branch, they're nominated by the Chief Justice. So there's eight there. Adon, you have Hatrali. Hatrali is Hatrasatam as a commissioner. Adon, the student representative, AAYA from Dene College. So AAYA from their perspective, what they see their government should look like. Adon, you have a representative from the Health Education Human Services Committee. AA is a graduate level student. So and then of course the other one, the last one is the Navajo Women Commission. So they have a representative from there. So that's the makeup of the commission. I believe I covered all of them. Eight and 12. We have 12 commissioners. I'm missing one here. Trying to get it off the top of my head, but there's 12 commissioners. And
yeah.
So
we have about 18 minutes left in the show. So Shanant Asho, now you've described the general background with the government development call. So now the question is, it sounds like government development is very, has the manpower, has the knowledge, has the experience, have they been officially, I guess, through resolution for them to form the government, and that is exactly what they're supposed to be doing. It says government development. So now the question is, if that's the case, then why is there Title 26 task force?
Okay, I was kind of getting to that. Let me, real quickly, the commission was dissolved in 1993, like I said. 1994, they were brought back with a new set of, a new perception on government development. Before, it was comprehensive, looking at the whole big government. 1994, when they were brought back, Title II, they were told only concentrate on the chapter governments. The chapter government. So all this time from 94 to this change, that's what the office has been working on. But then again, throughout the times here and there, there was legislation passed telling the commission get out of here. Now that, but no, then Supreme Court brought them back up again in 2011. So I just came on board in 2011 with the office, and we've been working towards this chapter, working with the chapters right now. So right now, that's one of our functions, is to work with the chapters and Title 26. The DA Title 26 Task Force, RDC, Resource and Development Committee of the 23rd Navajo Nation Council. They're the oversight for chapter operations, community development. Their task is to make sure that they enact law or amend law pertaining to chapter governments. And Title 26 is the law that covers chapter government. So Ebony, what they did was they created a Title 26 task force back in May of 2015 at Dom. And they had several members from the executive branch be on the task force because these are the people that are deemed to be working with the chapters directly, and we were also part of that task force. So what we did was we gave the task force some information based on research and analysis that we had conducted prior to. So Ava, it's not Ava Kai, Jay, and we are primarily, I guess, right now in the driver's seat of the task force right now, especially when it comes to public education of their proposed regional government structure for the chapters.
Okay. So now, having said that, so what is regionalization then?
I guess, you know, regionalization, I guess this thing has been an issue for several years, back in the early 90s, 2000, and from my research, what I found was the very first attempt at regionalization was from the Western Agency during President Joe Shirley's term at Dom. What they wanted to do was create their own regional government under Western Agency. So I thought council be you let that sling, go ahead with that. No, but President Shirley vetoed that initiative. So, and of course, back in the early 90s, when presidential candidates were running for the Navajo Nation, regionalization was also a topic. So these changes, looking at that perspective, we looked at 110 chapters. And going to the people, asking questions, they were saying their perception is that 110 chapters, there's too many chapters, too many small governments trying to do things that are opposite of each other and not working together. So the idea here is to find a way to bring these chapters that were once big chapters coming back together, putting their mind and their talents together and making progress for a better future towards for the Navajo people at the local level. Everything that what we did was we took this natural community concept where chapters are just real nearby. I mean, they're like within less than 20 miles of each other or 10 miles of each other, and putting them together to form regional chapter governments. For example, let's look at one area, Kintlichi, Ganado, Steamboat, Greasewood, Jedito. That's one area that they're grouped together where they could work together. And the main thing is to improve the delivery services. And the other one is infrastructure development. That's what the Title 26 Task Force is concentrating on. Is when we did our study, the main thing that the people were looking at was delivery services. And,
yeah. So while we're trying to consolidate all of these or regionalize these chapters, so it is all in the name of service, or is it in saving money?
I just mentioned the two areas of concentration is improving the delivery services. AD said it's
okay.
Number one. The one is infrastructure development.
Yeah. So does this mean that the current chapters that are out there, 110 of them, there's a lot of people asking, does this mean that the chapters are being abolished?
Hey, Daga, they're not going to be closed. The 110 chapters will still remain. The reason being is because the chapter... they serve an essential function to the community. The chapter houses Ziggy, JAA, in Title 6, Community Development. It says that the chapter houses are to be built to serve as a place of social gathering, a place for family gathering. That's Ehegi Ado, of course, holding meetings. So Ebenina, when the chapter houses, when there anything there's an event going on, like let's say for a wedding without Nida, then you'll first thing the people in the community would say, oh, let's go rent the chapter house. Chapter house today, no. So they have their wedding reception at the chapter house. Then of course graduation is coming up this time of the year, and I'm sure a lot of the chapters are getting requests for to reserve the chapter house so they could have their graduation reception there. So they serve that essential function. Even in, from the task force's point of view, why should we close them if they serve that essential function? So the idea here is to keep them open.
Okay. And then the other thing is that can you, what's going to happen to the four elected positions in the chapter governments?
Agushina, when you look at the makeup of the 110 chapters, there are 3 elected officials at each chapter. 4 elected officials at each chapter. You have your president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and then the fourth one you get is either a grazing officer, a farm board, or a land board. So there's 4 elected officials. And many people see that there are too many elected officials. When we did our listening sessions last year, the people were saying we should eliminate the vice president. No? The vice president, that was their criticism of that vice president. But now what will happen here is you have 440 elected officials across the 110 chapters, and there needs to be downsides. So what will happen is through the people's vote, this will be a referendum item, that the proposal is to eliminate all 4 of them and replace that with 1 elected Nahat'ani from that chapter area.
So that within the, let's just take my area, we've got 8 chapters all the way from Capitol and Gadi Ahado, Stanley, Red Valley, Sanasti, Great Hills, Kualina, all the way down to Sheep Spring. So in that area, all that would be just become one region, and we would have to find a centralized government with 1 representative coming from each of those. Those boundaries will remain, right?
Right now, the boundary is something that we are still looking at from the Title 26 Task Force and working with the Land Office, Navajo Nation Land Department, as to address the boundary issues. The first instinct was to eliminate the boundaries back then, but now as we move forward and gathering more comments, that's what we're moving forward with is comments. When we do our public education, we have people that make comments and recommendations to us. So even that's how we are crafting this presentation that we're continuing on with. So right now the boundary is still up in the air as far as should they remain or should they serve an essential function, as far as especially when it comes to representation. Like I said earlier, from the chapter area, if we were to eliminate the boundaries, then what area should they be representing then if there's no boundaries? That's the other thing that we're faced with. So the areas that you named, let's say if there's 5 chapters in that region, then you'll have 5 elected commissioners representing that region. And they are not in a centralized location, depending, though, on where these commissioners, the 5 commissioners, decide to put this government building, the new governance center. So where are they going to put it? And our idea is that it should be along a main road, easy access where there's a lot of traffic. An area where there's a potential to be a commerce center, building C-stores, laundromats, so, for example, earlier when I talked about Ganado, Kenshachi, Steamboat, the Burnside Junction there is being developed. So it's almost like a no-brainer to have the governance center right there in Burnside. So of course, the other issue is water, too. You have to have a good water source in order to start developing.
Right. So now, I appreciate it. And for all those people that are just joining us, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio, and my guest is Jamie Henio. He's from the Government Development Office in Window Rock, as well as the task force, or the Title 26 task force. And so I appreciate it, Shinantagwagi, Adeni Johanginagi. Now, in closing, how are the people perceiving? What has been your general assessment of all your presentation throughout, where you've been so far?
Akashina, the idea that a lot of the people are embracing right now is that it will be a referendum item. It will be a referendum item on November 8th, 2016, during the Navajo general election. The chapter officials, land board, so they'll be running for another 4 years, for a four-year term, and that's when we'll be putting the referendum item on the ballot. And the people, they like that. It gives them a say in what form of government that they will be choosing for the local level. So that's pretty much the excitement right now. But on the other hand, we're also getting mixed reactions from the chapter officials themselves as we go out to do this public education. Some are against it. And, of course, you have Eastern Agency Council that already passed a resolution opposing it. And those are only the officials that are passing that resolution. What about the people, Sean? What they're doing is they're putting a blindfold in front on the Navajo people so they won't vote. They're opposing already. So it's mixed. A lot of the younger generation people that are attending our sessions, they like it. They like the idea of a new form of government. And, of course, change is always hard. Change is always hard to embrace sometimes, and you have to think about it every now and then.
Right. I know this is a very quick show, and I appreciate you sharing information with us. Ako, I know there's a lot of people on Facebook, a lot of people on the Internet that are having discussion about this thing, and it is very, very crucial. Ako, we have about 2 minutes left. Ako, what is going to be the message, and where can people call to find out more information about all of this and the meetings that are taking place in your presentation area, Shinanta?
Our contact information here in Window Rock, Arizona is 928-871-7340 or 7214. So I'll repeat that again, 871-7340 or 7214. And we'll be doing this public education campaign throughout the summer and scheduling different locations across the Navajo Nation, even at NAU, Northern Arizona University, and down in Phoenix at Arizona State University. We have been teaching or giving this presentation to high school students also. So, and I will also probably be on future radio talk shows with you again discussing the same issue.
You bet. We're going to continue with this, Nicole. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, these are very, very important topics. It really is affecting our Navajo Nation government and how that we're improving to make our government functional so that in the end that we service the Navajo people. He gave you all the information. So, again, I want to thank each and every one of you, all you listeners that are joining us. I apologize for putting a typo in the telephone number, but next time, call number is 347-989-0048. Cal Nez, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. Thank you very much.
It's time.
Yeah.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design and hosted by Cal Nez himself.